The rain report for August 4th, 2012 begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, speaking to you from the very hot and parched lower Midwest. Every month or so we bring you Ham Radio Roots, a series of short interviews RAIN's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted in the RAIN booth at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. This time it's Sandra Tennyson, N0XYL, an avid stateside county hunter.
My first call was KC0YYK. I took the tech test in November of 2006. My husband kept saying, I wish you'd get your ticket. I wish you'd get your ticket.
And how many years had you been married at that point?
20. And then I upgraded to general class in March of 07. And I've been county hunting ever since.
So you got into ham radio as you were pushed into it.
Encouraged. My husband had been doing county hunting for a couple of years, and of course I rode along with him all the time, and it sounded like fun, so I went ahead and got my license. And I had to have a general to be a county hunter.
You remember anything about your first contact?
Absolutely. It was the 26th of March, 2007, actually, and it was with a gentleman down in Tishomingo, Mississippi.
What was so memorable about that?
Ray is a muzzleloader friend. My husband competes in muzzleloading trap, and Ray is down there. We've met him a couple of times, and so he was the one I made my first contact with.
Tell me about your first rig.
I think it was a SICOM 706 in the car. We now have a SICOM 7000. As far as home, we have an SICOM, and I can't tell you what the number is because I just use it.
Tell me about county hunters.
County hunting is sponsored originally by QC Magazine, and it's to make a radio contact in all 3,077 counties in the United States. That includes the five islands of Hawaii, the four districts of Alaska, and a couple of islands over in Massachusetts, like Dukes and Nantucket.
How many were all counties?
Well, I finished in January 2011, and my number was 1,214.
That's an enormous task.
Well, it was fun. Of course, we traveled a lot. I have transmitted from at least 1,700 counties. I have finished 15 states for transmitting. There's numerous categories. Once you have finished the USACA for CQ Magazine, you can do that as many times as you want. I'm down to needing 325 for my second time.
Well, when you say 15 states?
Meaning I've traveled to all the counties in 15 states. Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, South Carolina, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut. In the meantime, I also do genealogy, so as we travel, I'm able to find a lot of my ancestry.
You live where?
Bluegrass, Iowa, County of Scott.
Are there awards for working one county and all 50 states?
Not one county, but there's an award for working all counties in the state. That's a certificate. When you finish the 3,077, then there is a plaque for that from the CQ Magazine, and then there's also one from the Mobile Amateur Radio Awards Club. And there's numerous categories. There's one for YLs only, one for teams, big rig, the different combinations of calls like 1x2, 2x3, whatever. There's a bingo award, which means once you have finished the CA, then you're good for bingo in any county. There's a natural bingo, that means the suffix of your call, any letter of it matches the first letter of the county.
Wow.
If you have an X in your call, such as I do, I was good for bingo from square one. That's a wild card.
How many people today are county hunters?
I really can't tell you. My number was 4,001. as far as members. Now, some of those are silent keys at this point, so I don't know an actual count as of today.
Talk about the County Hunters Net.
20 meters is on 14336, and the gentleman that usually runs the net lives down in South Carolina. He's on anywhere from 8 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night many times. The 40 meter is on 7.188, and that one is a little more of an open session, although every now and then someone will jump in and be the net control. Things just go a little swifter if you have someone kind of coordinating.
What kind of information has to be exchanged for the contact to count?
Basically a signal report, anywhere from 22 to 59.
So it could be 4-2, 4-2, 4-2, something like that.
Well,
readability,
yeah.
Four and
yeah, it can be. Most of the time, though, they use 2-2s and 3-3s, 4-4, 5-5, and 5-9. That's okay. Sort of the standard.
And the first number is readability, and the second number is signal strength.
Correct.
What kind of interest is there internationally in county hunters?
You'd be surprised. Yesterday, coming from Iowa to Dayton, we had a back-to-back contact from Australia and also Great Britain. I have made a contact in Germany, Lithuania, Norway, Costa Rica. These people are county hunters, but they live in the foreign countries. We have a national convention every year. We have what we call mini conventions in different areas. There was one last month in Traverse City, Michigan. The Southeast will be in Charleston, South Carolina in October. The National this year is in Vancouver, Washington. So far, I've been to Nationals in Appleton, Wisconsin, Petoskey, Michigan, Duluth, Minnesota, Denver, Colorado. It moves around whoever chooses to help and pitch in. We enjoy the conventions because we get to meet people that we've talked to on the radio. Sometimes they're a big surprise. You always conjure in your mind what they might look like, and they don't always match.
That was Sandra Tennyson, N0XYL, speaking with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, in the Rain booth at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention, Trotwood, Ohio. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain. All rights reserved. Now for all of us connected with the Rain Report, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.